WCCN Radio, KLUX HD2, Robstown, Corpus Christi. The following is a special live broadcast to the students, teachers, administrators, and staff of the 19 Catholic schools in the Diocese of Corpus Christi in celebration of Catholic Schools Week. We'll begin with opening remarks from the 8th Bishop of Corpus Christi, the Most Reverend Michael Mulvey.
I would like to greet all of the students, faculty, staff, and the pastors of our schools. I would like to thank the many dedicated teachers, religious and lay, who are working with the young people of our diocese in promoting their education as a human person, but also and above all, their education in the faith of the Church. And to the students, thank you for being in our schools. Your presence in the school is a presence which is deeply felt by me as your bishop and deeply felt throughout the diocese. As we all grow in our faith, as we all grow in knowledge, we grow together as one family. And so I thank you for being in our schools, being a part of our schools. And may you continue to not only learn, but also contribute to the life of the Church through the schools where you are and the parishes of which you are a part. May God bless you during this week, and may you know that you are loved and supported by me and also by the entire Church. Have a beautiful week that celebrates our Catholic schools. God bless you.
This is Rene Gonzalez, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, taking a moment to welcome everyone to the special prayer service as we mark the beginning of National Catholic Schools Week. This morning we will hear gospel readings, reflections, and prayers of the faithful from students representing Blessed John Paul II High School and Incarnate Word Academy High School, Mr. Perry LaGrange, principal at Blessed John Paul II High School, who will introduce and conclude the prayers of the faithful, and Mr. Jose Torres, principal of Incarnate Word Academy High School, who will read the closing prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, you are strong and mighty, gentle and compassionate. We know you are always with us, calling us to grow in faith and knowledge as we serve you and one another. Open our ears so that we can hear your word speaking to us. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Gospel reading according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed? Not to be placed on a lampstand. For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away."
King David responds to God's promise to establish David's house forever, making a dynasty where a descendant will always rule Israel, by effusively thanking God and praying that God will always bless the king of Israel and that God's name may be glorified throughout Israel. In the gospel, Jesus encourages us to use our spiritual gifts properly, so that our light is not hidden, but shines for all to see. Our actions are to be generous and not stingy, because the measure we use will be measured back to us. If we want more love, joy, and peace in our own lives, then we are to give away more love, peace, and joy to others. The best way to do this is to practice our vocation to holiness, which is God's call to everyone. Next, we need to discover our individual vocation to marriage, the single life, religious life, or priesthood. When we live out our vocations, then our light truly shines for all to see.
Let us turn to our loving God and give voice to the needs of our church, world, and community.
We pray for Pope Francis, Bishop Michael Mulvey, and all bishops, and our pastors that they will continue to support the mission of Catholic schools. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
We pray in thanksgiving for our priests, religious sisters and brothers, lay ministers, and married couples who show us the joy of these vocations. We ask God to help each of us know our vocation in life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For students, parents, administrators, teachers, staff, benefactors, and volunteers who serve in Catholic schools in the Diocese of Corpus Christi, that they will be blessed with deeper faith in God, greater knowledge of the truth, and a stronger desire to serve the Church and the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all students who attend Catholic schools, that they will know themselves to be beloved brothers and sisters of Jesus, and that they will treat themselves and others with dignity, love, and respect. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in our hearts, our homes, our communities, and our world, that people at war and in conflict may lead the way in building a peaceful future. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray in gratitude for this opportunity to celebrate National Catholic Schools Week. We are grateful for the many fun times and many happy memories we have had, and pray that our schools will continue to live the ideals of faith, community, and service. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving Father, we know that you desire to heal the brokenness in ourselves and in our world. We trust that in your goodness, you will hear and answer all of these prayers in accordance with your will. We make this prayer through Jesus Christ, our brother and our Lord. Amen.
Loving Father, as we come to the end of our prayer service, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us this day. Lead us to a deeper faith in you. Guide us into all knowledge. And make us humble servants to our brothers and sisters. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This has been a special prayer service broadcast to the students, teachers, administrators, and staff of the 19 Catholic schools in the Diocese of Corpus Christi in celebration of Catholic Schools Week. This has been a production of the Catholic Communications Network on CCN Radio, KLUX, HD2, Robstown, Corpus Christi. We now rejoin the relevant radio network with programming already in progress.